3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a gorgeous morning. All the windows were closed. It was almost cold last night. It was great to have a blanket on, but boy, the air is clean. It's fresh. It's crisp. It's a day that you can do anything. And it's wonderful for the gardens because the stress of the past few weeks with all the heat is gone. The plants don't have to work as hard to pick up the water that they need. And you don't have to do as much watering, which is a good thing. It gives you a chance to get a break, cool down, relax, and look at your property. And this is a good thing to do this time of the year. The gardens are coming in like crazy right now. Cucumbers, oh, I just can't eat enough cucumbers. They're so good, the taste, the flavor. Oh, they're just wonderful. The squashes are coming in like crazy. The green beans are beginning. Corn is finally becoming available. Native corn here in Maine. Oh, and it is so good. Flowers are just exploding. All kinds of great flowers in bloom. Annuals as well as perennials. And we'll talk about that today. So, you know, if you have any questions about your perennial garden, flower-wise, and you want to add some flowers that will give you a little bit of color, or what's coming up in a perennial garden for color at this time of the year, shrubbery that's coming into bloom. And that's what's nice about the summertime. There's always a new plant in bloom. There's always something else coming into flower. And we'll talk about those plants today, too, that are coming into bloom. No matter where you live, it's an ever-changing. And that's what's nice about the spring, the summer. And even in the early fall, there are things coming into bloom that keep you and your garden exciting. And that's what we want to do, is to get you excited about the garden. The bugs are really becoming crazy at this point. And again, insects are coming out ahead of schedule. Traditionally, in Maine, where I live, and the rest of New England, the tent caterpillar is a fall insect. Normally, it doesn't come until mid to late August. And here we are, late July, early August, and the tent caterpillars are in the trees already. And this is supposed to be a fall insect. It's a couple weeks ahead of schedule, just like all of the other insects have been. All of the flower gardens have been. So it's a crazy season. Things are ahead of schedule. Few things are behind. But most things, flowering-wise and growing-wise, are ahead of schedule. And the bugs seem to be ahead of schedule, too. So if you have any questions about that, give us a call this morning. The number is 800-259-9231. And we'll work together to make your garden better. You have to say to yourself, summer is still here. You have the whole month of August, which is traditionally a great time to garden. A lot of new perennials are coming into bloom. Your vegetable garden will be exploding with produce in the days to come. The grass, for most of us, is beginning to recover because we've had some rain. So there's a lot of exciting things happening. And for those of you that are doing a little bit of landscaping, this is the perfect time of the year right now. The nurseries, the garden centers, traditionally will have sales during the summertime when it gets hot. So take advantage of those sales and just say to yourself, I can save some money. The ground is nice and warm. And when I plant that tree or those shrubs on my property, because the ground is nice and warm, they're going to root in. They're going to get established, well established, between now and the time that it gets really cold. They'll better be able to prepare for the winter. They'll be in better shape when spring arrives. So don't give up because it's hot. I mean, this is the ideal time. The soil is nice and warm. And as long as you can water on a regular basis, the trees that you plant now, between now and October, we'll say, so you've got 60 days, all of August, all of September. In a 60-day period, any tree or shrub that you put in will produce 6 inches of new growth to the roots or more. And that's enough to get it well established between now and the fall so that it can be ready for the winter. So save a few dollars, take advantage of the sales at your local nurseries, and the flowering crab that you always wanted, the flowering pear, or the weeping cherries, the dogwoods that you always wanted to plant. Take advantage of the sales. Get them planted in your yard, and between now and October, with that warm soil, the beautiful days that are coming up in front of us, the heat, the extra moisture, you'll have some beautiful shrubbery that will bloom for you next year. So, you know, don't just say, oh, the gardening season is over. The gardening season is not over. There's a lot happening in the yard. There's some good things. There's some bad things, like every other year. And if we can help you, you give us a call. Talk with Dawn. The number is 800-259-9231. And things are going to change for you. I had crabgrass in my lawn. And I know a lot of you came to the garden tour that we had a couple weeks back. And you saw I had some crabgrass. Well, Monday, I sprayed the crabgrass. Said, this is it. Now I can relax a little bit. I don't have to concentrate on the gardens as much because they're all done. I sprayed it with the Bayer crabgrass killer. And on Friday, I had to mow the grass, and the crabgrass is turning yellow. I mean, and they had grown quite large. But I sprayed it with the liquid crabgrass killer on Monday, and by Friday, the color of that grass had changed dramatically. It's not too late, and it's something that you got to do right now, so that if you have crabgrass in your lawn, and you know that you do, because it's a totally different color than the rest of your grass, you get out there, you put the crabgrass liquid on it, and it's really easy. You just screw the bottle to the end of your hose. You go to the furthest point in your yard where you have the crabgrass, and you walk backwards, pulling the hose with you. And it comes out as a nice mist. Pick a day where it's going to be nice and sunny out, and it air dries in 1 hour. It is totally attached and inside the grass plant within a 3 hour period. Once it gets in there, it can rain all at once. The product is inside the weed, and your crabgrass is going to die. And this is what happened on Monday. It was a nice day. It was nice and sunny. I went out there. I put the Bayer crabgrass killer on the grass. And by Friday, you were seeing major changes in the color, because it's kind of a lime green. It's not the same color as your bluegrass or ryegrasses or fescues that are deep green. It's a whole different color. The blade of grass of crabgrass is wider. It's softer. Has a little bit of hair on some of them, on the blade of grass. But it grows flat. But the thing that you have to say to yourself is, crabgrass during August is getting ready to make seed. And if you don't kill it now, each crabgrass plant can make 500 to 1,000 seeds per plant. You may say, well, I've only got, you know, a couple here and a couple there and a couple here. Well, if you just allow those 6, 8, maybe 25 plants in your grass to mature and make seeds, you're talking 500 times more plants next year. So spend the $10 for the crabgrass killer. Spot treat with it. You can buy it as in a built-in nozzle. You can buy just the concentrate. And if you only have a little bit, get a watering can. Mix your product in your watering can and pour the crabgrass control where you have the weeds. You don't have to do the whole lawn. Just do it where you have the problem. And that way you can prevent it from getting out of control. I didn't do my job last year the way I should have. It got out of control, but this year I attacked. I lost the battle last year, but this year I'm winning the war, and so can you. Call right now, 800-259-9231. Don will get you set up, and your gardens and property will look better.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you to have a wonderful gardening season. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's the weather in Minnesota? Things are warming up a little bit for you, or are they cooled off?
Absolutely lovely here. It's upper 70s, mid to upper 70s, and sunny out, so everything is wonderful here.
Yeah, that's how it is in Maine the last couple of days. It's nice to be able just to sit on the back deck in the sun, relax without turning into a sponge and just melting away.
Absolutely.
Are we ready to do a little gardening?
Sure, I'm game.
Okay. Who do we have up first, Don?
This is Maria from Maine, who has a question about grapes.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. My husband has some grape vines, and some of the grapes are green, but some of them are turning a dark brown, almost black, and they're dried up.
Okay. The first thing, and probably the most important thing he has to do, Maria, is any of the grapes that are turning black, have them pull them off the plant, okay? What's going to happen, that grape is turning black, it's going to shrivel and fall to the ground, and when it falls to the ground, it's going to make spores to make it a worse problem next year. And what he's going to need to do, just like apple trees are growing raspberries or blueberries, he needs to begin a spraying program to prevent this. And he can buy something called fruit tree spray made by Bonide. It's a liquid that he would shake the bottle really well, mix it with water, and spray it on the foliage and fruit. And that will take care of the insects that are common to grapes and diseases that are common to grapes. There's another product, if he wants it all natural, called Organocide. Totally organic, totally natural. And that will take care of insects and diseases. And sometimes you can be lucky. The weather can be in your court, and you know, the season runs good, and you don't have a problem. in your case, you're beginning to have early stages of this fungus. And if you don't control it now, next year it's going to be worse, and then it's going to be even worse after that. So make sure that he does this. He wants to start a spraying program, and on the grapes it needs to be applied every 2 weeks. So either Bonide fruit tree spray or Organocide, which is a fruit tree spray that's organic and natural. He needs to make sure that any of these black fruit, when he sees them, just pick them off and get them away from the plants. In the fall, when the leaves come off the grapes, he has got to clean underneath that grape arbor or the trellis or whatever he's growing it on to make sure that there are no grapes that have collected on the ground. Because what's going to happen is next year, the grapes that he doesn't clean up will produce spores in the spring when the plant is got all brand new leaves, it's getting ready for a fresh start, and any of these grapes that are hiding will make spores. The spores will become airborne. They'll float up from the ground like little hot air balloons and attach themselves to the new foliage that's perfectly clean and healthy and move from the leaves to the fruit. So clean, clean, clean. Start a spraying program and these black fruit will stop coming. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Maria. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Debbie from Marion, Massachusetts, who has a question about a black lace tree.
Hi, Debbie. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Let's see. 3 years ago, I bought a Sambucus nigra black lace tree. It was about a foot tall.
Yeah.
And it looked great that summer, last summer. This summer in the beginning, it looked fine, but now it's like all the leaves are sort of dying back and shriveling and everything. And I know it's been really hot with the 90-degree weather, so usually once or twice a week I'll, you know, water it. But it doesn't seem to be kicking back.
Okay. Why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you some ideas of what you can do to rejuvenate that tree. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Debbie about a plant that just is not doing very well with the heat, even though she's been watering. And I'm sure all of us have a plant or two that will do the same thing. What I want you to do is this. Because it was hot, and because we've had even warmer evening temperatures than normal, this morning, for example, I was looking on the Weather Channel, Richmond, Virginia has broken a record, and we still have the whole month of August. They have had 10 days above 100 degrees, and they've never had 10 days in 1 year before. They've already had 10. Most of the country is warmer than normal to this point. Things could change, and things probably will change. What you need to do is to say to yourself, okay, it's August. I am now going to prepare the garden for August weather. And traditionally, the weather is hot. But the plants are still actively growing. You can't give up. So what you need to do is you need to reapply your fertilizer, because if you fed your plants in April or May, this is August. So if you fed it in May, you had all of May, all of June, all of July. That's 90 days where the plants are very, very strong. They're very aggressive. They're growing like crazy. They're making new leaves. And the food that you put down is probably all gone or pretty close to being all gone. So you can bring that plant back to life. You can use an organic fertilizer that will slowly feed that plant. And that's what I've done with some of my new shrubs that I planted this year. This past week, I reapplied the granular fertilizer to the shrubs, to some of my perennials. And after I reapplied that, then what I did is I got a liquid food, like Miracle-Gro. You can use the powder, mix it with water, or buy the liquid Miracle-Gro with the built-in applicator. And you spray the liquid food on the foliage as well as the soil directly below the plant. Liquid food right now, no matter what you use, can be absorbed directly through the foliage and around the roots of that plant within hours of you applying it. So you're going to get instant gratification for that plant. The organic granular fertilizer is activated with moisture, and it's slow feed for over a 90-day period. So by applying a granular food right now, you have all of August, all of September, and all of October. The plant will use that food to repair the damage created by the weather, by the heat, maybe a little bit of neglect, maybe some insect damage or some disease damage. The plant will now be able to make brand new foliage. It can make up for the loss of energy. It can produce the new leaves that will replace the damaged leaves and prepare for the arrival of cooler weather in 90 days. So you can't give up. And it's not uncommon that if you fed your plants right now, you're going to get a new surge of foliage. And in flowering plants and vegetable plants, you're going to get a new surge of flowers. You're going to have a new surge of vegetables that are going to appear, or it's going to help to ripen the vegetables faster. So don't give up. If you can feed that shrub with a granular food like plant tone for everything that loses its leaves, holly tone for everything that retains its foliage during the winter, Dr. Earth has a great formula with something that they call probiotics. And probiotics from Dr. Earth are microbes, beneficial bacteria, that are blended in with a slow-release organic fertilizer to help to rebuild the microbes in the ground so that they can work on the roots to make the plant stronger. So don't give up. Feed those plants, water as necessary, and you're going to find that it's going to come right back. Any of the damaged leaves that are there, take them off. They're not going to do any good. And damaged leaves send out a signal to the plant, from the plant to the insects. And the insects can see that that leaf is damaged, that it had a problem. And the insects know that that plant is under stress. And they're not going to attack a healthy plant when they know that there's a plant under stress, and they'll have an easier time there than something that's healthy and growing real good. So keep your plants safe and healthy. Give them a good shot of food. Pamper them a little bit, and they'll come right back for you. Thank you, Debbie. Dawn, who's next?
This is Carol from Massachusetts, who has a question about mildew.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a problem with a transplanted lilac bush. I've got that white powdery mildew only on the lower branches. Now, I used the recipe, I think, from the program before, baking soda and dish soap in a gallon of water, but it didn't seem to do anything for it.
Yeah, if you've got powdery mildew really bad, and lilacs, they'll start at the bottom and they'll move up higher. What you want to do, Carol, is I want you to go to your local nursery, and you want to get a product called Serenade. Just think of serenading your kids to bed. Serenade is an all-organic, all-natural fungicide, and you can use it on tomatoes to prevent the black spot. You can use it on lilacs for powdery mildew, and you can use it on your tall phlox, that beautiful big ball of foliage just coming in bloom right now. And serenade, you apply it to the plant, and I wait a couple of weeks, and I'll give it a second application, and I found that the serenade will stop the powdery mildew dead in its tracks. Serenade was developed for the tomato industry, used in Florida, and it has outperformed many, many things that I didn't think would work. When the product first came out, I purchased a container of it, and it purchased it in the late fall when I found it. And that winter, we were going to my son Matthew's house in Florida. We were going to spend 3 weeks with him. I brought the serenade with me. When I got to Florida, I bought a rosemary plant. And rosemary, if the leaves stay wet, they get powdery mildew. So every day, and twice, sometimes three times a day, I would mist the rosemary plant so that it would get powdery mildew. When the powdery mildew formed on those very spicy needles, and I could see the white film on it, I sprayed it with the serenade every day for the next week. By the end of the week, the powdery mildew was gone. And the perennial herb was absolutely beautiful again. So if you can get it on the plant before the fungus arrives, the powdery mildew will not be a problem. If it's on the plant, serenade has the capability of knocking it off and preventing it from spreading. And in your case, it's already begun on the bottom. And if August is like a traditional August with hot, muggy days, it's going to move right up to the top of that plant. And the lower leaves are going to begin to go from green to pale green to yellow. They'll fall, and it will move right up the plant. And by September, half to three-quarters of the leaves of your plant will be gone. So get the serenade on it and follow the recommendations. If the weather stays cool like it is today, perfect. But if we start to get some 90-degree days and high humidity, you're going to need to apply it more often, but it will solve the problem. And the other thing that you want to do, Carol, is in the fall, because you had powdery mildew on those leaves, you have to make sure that you remove all of the fallen leaves from your lilacs. The leaves that stay on the ground, the people don't rake, if they leave them there, will reinfect next year's foliage. So housekeeping around that plant that had a fungus disease is as important as using a good fungicide to control it. Because if you don't pick up the leaves that were infected, they will reinfect the new leaves next season, and now you've got a worse problem. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's next?
This is Barry from Portland, Maine, who has two questions. One is about cement plants, and one is about a rose mess.
Okay. Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Great. And yourself, Barry?
I'm good, but I'm almost ready to give up.
Don't give up.
Okay. I have two.
Tell me about it.
Two serious things going on. I started working on a property yesterday that has a maybe 15 foot long, 5 foot deep rose garden.
Okay.
And I think these are climbers that have grown up into the trees. And some of these canes are maybe, 40, 50 feet long. So today I wanted to go in there and do some serious cutting to see what is in there. And I wanted to know if you think that's a good idea. That's one. And two, we've planted along the sidewalk in a bed that has cement for the base and 6 inches of dirt surrounded by granite. And everything that's in there is beautiful except for three rutabaghia, which the leaves around the edges are kind of burnt looking.
Yeah.
And, well.
They're just drying out with the heat.
Well, we water it, and I've replaced them twice, so I want to know, what do I do?
Well, part of the problem is the depth of soil that you have. So you're basically planting these beautiful rubeckia daisies in a container, which is probably drilled out of the rock. So you've got a granite base, concrete sides, so it's just like a great big pot. And the problem that we've had is it's not, Maine is like all of the other states this year. Our temperatures are warmer than normal. So you have to say to yourself, because we're getting warmer than normal weather, the month of June and the first 2 weeks in July, we were well behind the amount of rainfall that we should be getting. So with a lot of heat, less rainfall, watering with the hose is nothing like watering from the sky. So what you need to do is to put something like soil moist in that ground to help retain the water during periods of high heat. When we come back from the break, I'll give you more information on what you can do, Barry, so hold on.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's...
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Barry from Portland, Maine, about a flower bed that was created in an area where there's a lot of granite in the ground. There's concrete on one side. So it's basically trying to grow a garden in a big pot, but the pot is granite. And you get a day where it's 90. That soil retains the heat for hours and hours and hours. And you're trying to grow a perennial black-eyed Susan, Rudbeckia. It requires a lot of sun, which is great. Getting that requires a lot of moisture. But has a massive root system, but because it's confined to a small area, cannot get the amount of moisture that it needs, even though you water. What I would suggest that you do, Barry, is this. Next spring, or you could do it now if some of the plants have gone by, rather than keep the black-eyed Susans, I would remove them from that planting bed and put them elsewhere. And in this shallow, 6 inches, maybe a little bit deeper, planting bed, what I would do is I would plant plants that will tolerate the dryness and the heat. Now, in one of my gardens that gets really, really hot, I planted sedum. Now, most of us are familiar with the green leaf sedum called Indian Chief. And there's a lot of different varieties that will get tall, will get big pink flowers. And what I wanted was color. So in this bed, that gets a lot of heat, I planted the traditional tall growing sedum that's going to flower during August and September. But there are new hybrids, and all the garden centers have it. I bought a red to purple leaf tall growing sedum that has purple flower clusters and red blossoms. I have a green and yellow leaf sedum, and a green and white leaf sedum. They're thick so that they can hold more moisture than the leaf of a black-eyed Susan that's very thin, it's like paper, dries out very, very quickly. But the sedum will have a leaf that could be up to 10 times thicker than the leaf of your black-eyed Susan, and it's able to retain more moisture. And they love the heat, they love the sun, and they're able to retain a lot more moisture. And I think that you would have better color, better enjoyment of this garden, and a lot less stress on you. So if you go to your nursery, the garden center, you can use a combination of different heights and varieties of the sedum family, and they'll do very, very well in this type of a garden with shallow and a lot of granite that really pulls the heat out of the air. Now, on your roses that are really tall, I would like to see you wait on the pruning. The reason is you're saying that they're climbing up the trees and they're 20, 30 feet tall. If you cut them back to, let's say, 6 foot, from the ground up to 6 foot, it's mostly branches, very few leaves. Most of the leaves are on the 10-foot, 15-foot branches that are in the trees. And if you cut all those branches out, now the plant has no way to make energy. So what you want to do is wait until the fall, when the leaves turn yellow and the plant is beginning to send the energy into the roots. You could cut it back at that point to maybe 6 or 7 feet, or wait until the spring, wait until March. And in March, take that rose bush, cut it to 3 to 4 foot. And what's going to happen is, if you cut it 3 to 4 foot, it's going to encourage the roots to make suckering branches that will give you a bush-type rose early on, eventually getting some height on it, but it will rejuvenate the plant so that your flowers are lower on the plant, not up in the top of the tree. But I'm afraid that if you prune them back heavy now, because you're going to remove all of the foliage, all the energy that's in those branches is going to be wasted. So wait until the fall when all the leaves come off, or even better, do it in March. And in March, you can say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good, and cut it back to 3 to 4 feet. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.